Chapter 2. Census of the Province. These are the inhabitants of the province, who returned from the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon, and who came back to Jerusalem and Judah, each man in his own city. Those who returned with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reeliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispareth, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana. The census of the men of Israel, sons of Parosh, 2,172. Sons of Shephatiah, 372. Sons of Arah, 775. Sons of Pahath Moab, who were sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. Sons of Elam, 1,254. Sons of Zattu, 945. Sons of Zakkai, 760. Sons of Bani, 642. Sons of Bebai, 623. Sons of Azgad, 1,222. Sons of Adonikam, 666. Sons of Bigvai, 2,056. Sons of Aden, 454. Sons of Ater, who were sons of Hezekiah, 98. Sons of Bezai, 323. Sons of Jorah, 112. Sons of Hashum, 223. Sons of Gibeon, 95. Sons of Bethlehem, 123. Men of Netophah, 56. Men of Anatoth, 128. Men of Beth Asmaveth, 42. Men of Kiriath Jearim, Chaphira, and Beeroth, 743. Men of Ramah and Geba, 621. Men of Michmas, 122. Men of Bethel and Ai, 223. Sons of Nebo, 52. Sons of Magbish, 156. Sons of the other Elam, 1,254. Sons of Harim, 320. Sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. Sons of Jericho, 345. Sons of Seneah, 3,630. The priests, sons of Jediah, who were of the house of Jeshua, 973. Sons of Immer, 1,052. Sons of Pashur, 1,247. Sons of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, sons of Jeshua, Kadmiel, Binui, and Hodaviah, 74. The singers, sons of Asaph, 128. The gatekeepers, sons of Shalum, sons of Ater, sons of Talmon, sons of Akub, sons of Hatita, sons of Shobai, 139 in all. The temple slaves, sons of Zihar, sons of Hasupa, sons of Tabaoth, sons of Kiros, sons of Siaha, sons of Pedon, sons of Lebana, sons of Hagaba, sons of Akub, sons of Hagab, sons of Shamlai, sons of Hanan, sons of Gidel, sons of Gehar, sons of Reaya, sons of Rezin, sons of Nakoda, sons of Gazam, sons of Uza, sons of Pasea, sons of Besai, sons of Asna, sons of the Meunites, sons of the Nephusites, sons of Bakbuk, sons of Hakufa, sons of Hahur, sons of Basluth, sons of Mahida, sons of Harsha, sons of Barkos, sons of Sisera, sons of Timar, sons of Neziah, sons of Hatifa, descendants of the slaves of Solomon, sons of Sotai, sons of Hasophareth, sons of Peruda, sons of Jeala, sons of Darkon, sons of Gidel, sons of Shephatiah, sons of Hatil, sons of Pokereth Hazabiam, sons of Amai. The total of the temple slaves and the descendants of the slaves of Solomon was 392. The following who returned from Telmilah, Telhasha, Cherub, Adan, and Ema were unable to prove that their ancestral houses and their descent were Israelite. Sons of Deliah, sons of Tobiah, sons of Nekoda, 652. Also of the priests, sons of Habaya, sons of Hakos, sons of Barzillai. He had married one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and became known by his name. These men searched their family records, but their names could not be found written there. Hence, they were degraded from the priesthood, and His Excellency ordered them not to partake of the most holy foods until there should be a priest bearing the Urim and Thummim. The entire assembly taken together came to 42,360, not counting their male and female slaves, who were 7,337. They also had 200 male and female singers. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their asses 6,720. When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the family heads made freewill offerings for the house of God to rebuild it in its place. According to their means, they contributed to the treasury for the temple service 61,000 drachmas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 garments for the priests. The priests, the Levites, and some of the common people took up residence in Jerusalem, but the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple slaves dwelt in their cities. Thus all the Israelites dwelt in their cities.